Chapter 4, Section 3, Eliminating the Monarchy and Getting Radical. Many members of the old Second Estate moved to other monarchies in Europe and urged that foreign armies invade their home country to restore Louis to the throne. By 1793, Britain, Prussia, Spain, Holland, and Austria, all traditional enemies of France, had declared war on the new French government, demanding that Louis be released from jail. In response to the foreign and civil wars occurring, the left-wing radical views soon emerged victorious. People feared a return to the old estate system and were paranoid of those who might still be loyal to the king or the old First and Second Estates. Among the most radical was Jean-Paul Marat, a former doctor who had been forced by poverty to live in the sewers of Paris, where he picked up an uncomfortable and chronic skin disease. Marat found in the revolution a way to lash out for his personal frustrations, and his quote-unquote newspaper, The Friend of the People, was always full of fear, anger, and mean-spirited attacks against those he saw as not radical enough. Marat urged that more and more suspected traitors to the revolution, as they were called, be arrested, put on trial, and then beheaded, with the new, more humane execution technology, the guillotine. Guillotine. G-U-I-L-L-O-T-I-N-E. Among those executed was the king himself in early 1793 for betraying his own countrymen and plotting with the enemy to return to his throne. Marie Antoinette would soon after meet the same fate.